Morocco, week 10, Wednesday.
And now, episode 48 of Moon Over Morocco. Jack has finally stepped within the walls of the fabled Mazamouda, the city in the sky. And now, having taken off his shoes and having put roller skates upon his feet, he prepares to roll forth into the city.
O destiny, it pleases you to caress a few and molest others.
I'm a little shaky on these roller skates. Ah. Well, they're pretty nice. Can I continue?
Yes.
Which way?
It does not matter.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, they're really swift. Look at the way the city passes before me. Wow. Hello.
Hello.
I've come a great distance to find your city.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just...
Why did you come such a distance?
Because your city was a long way from where I was.
Oh.
My God. There it is. The fabled city in the sky. The Mazamouda. Just two.
Soon there will be zero.
Wow. A valley. And what a valley. It's literally glowing with circles.
There is another saying. If fate throws a knife at you, there are two ways of catching it. Blade and by the handle. Look out! Hold on! Allah!
One day, I'll have her tied to the bedpost, and I'll pluck her toes off.
So what I used to do is buy Time magazine,
what?
North African edition, and you know how nice those soft tissue paper pages are. Well. There's nothing I enjoyed more than to sit there reading about some fat, pompous head of state, then rip out the pages and wipe myself with their smiling faces.
Slime on a small, slime on hers.
The way these muscles are straining. Slow down there, big boy. Easy. Hey, I said easy.
Slime on
hers. I don't think he heard me.
Come on, slow up, there, critters. Whoa!
Now,
I said, whoa!
The disguise as an old man, so the Kelly will not recognize you. Wear this costume.
Look at that.
The Kelly.
Don't worry about me, Val.
Fantastic creature.
What they say? You can count
it's a black stallion,
tree,
right?
But you can never count the number of trees.
With
one
wings
and up
to the moon.
To the moon.
Up. And up and up.
And then
and
down.
And up and
down.
Then
down.
Down. And down.
Down.
And down. Down. Down.
So much cut.
Whose prop teeth are very sweet.
Another one.
For the eye came from...
Shut up. Stay up. There's not even enough worth mentioning.
They are sinking. Everyone is sinking.
Something I wanted to ask you. You're pretty good at magic, right?
Not able to uncover sooner.
Where to?
One more.
Just a second.
Wait a minute.
There's another.
Is it
saying about me? If a man said to you, oh boy, you wouldn't do that.
Not the kind of punch that sent him across the room. Just a little poke. You know, the kind that squashes up the end of your nose and makes your eyes water.
Oh man, you do that?
So much better.
Okay.
Thank you, my lord.
He is finished. I will retire.
Be the one.
Stop bowing, Marmaduke, you can tell me. Where is the Queen Azora? Where the hell is the Queen?
What's beneath the surface of all this?
Which one?
Remember, I knew this one.
Don't bother. I'm a rusty spy. A special assignment for the Azora.
Continue.
Well, Jack got into an invisible world. But now, that appears to be two Jacks.
That's what I was saying. These two separate. He's fighting himself. Two Jacks.
Isn't that
speaking?
Look,
Slash.
You should just be on the
floor.
Standing on their back legs. At least 10 feet high.
Listen to my heart's ears. Listen to my heart's ears. Listen to my heart's ears. Listen to my heart's ears.
The eye remains untouched. Your magic will have to be sufficient without such aids.
On the surface of the lake to see the bottom. Was Miss Sunny alone?
I found.
Yeah.
There it is. Like in my dream. That's the same street.
What?
The orange blossom.
You again?
The hedges.
I don't understand.
It's all exactly the same.
They come and they go.
Only better.
But you, my friend,
it's
just
real.
Keep coming.
And then I heard someone singing. I remember what Mojo said. And through the ancient gateway came this figure.
Over there, on the wall.
7 feet tall.
Where?
Dressed in white.
He can do it.
I recognize
what he said he could do. He's projecting his mind.
The inscription reads... Images. Denning.
That's a good one.
Standing.
What's holding me back? I must move now before it fades. Now!
Lila. What for? I leave tomorrow. But at least I got a melody. And rise and fall with the music.
Later!
Let's see, where was I? Oh, stone circles, right. Where these stone circles are placed.
Take me to the source. You know source?
Does it have something to do with the Mazamuda?
Yes.
What is the Mazamuda?
These walls are green. The tiles glisten like teeth.
Her cape rises and falls and it snaps in the wind.
I'd like Tangier 227-22. the people here are so alive. Awake. Their eyes. Their senses. No, not to
the dog.
No. I'd find you here. You're putting out your hand. For what? Oh, the Eye of El Kaba. Here it is. You know, you could have brought the eye here yourself.
I could live your life?
No.
Who are you, really?
They say a book is like a garden carried in the pocket.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
I said I wish to remain here. Why can't I?
Because you still feel there is some place to go.
I'm not sure that I understand.
You know, you believe the Masamuda is somewhere beyond. So you say, I must go there. When you understand there is no there to go to, then you will stay here.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.